Today on the Just Read podcast, we're going to look at Hebrews 4:14 through 5:6 and 1 Peter 2 verses 9 and 10. These two New Testament passages describe the fulfillment of the Old Testament priesthood. Let's begin by reading Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 through chapter 5 verse 6. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed on behalf of men in things pertaining to God, in order to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and misguided, since he himself also is beset with weaknesses, and because of it he is obligated to offer sacrifices for sins, as for the people, so also for himself. And no one takes the honor to himself, but receives it when he is called by God, even as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself so as to become a high priest, but he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you," just as he says also in another passage, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." That was Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 through chapter 5 verse 6. Now let's read 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. That was 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. We read earlier this week how God set apart a special tribe and family to serve as priests. Now that the gospel has come, Jesus is our high priest, and his disciples comprise the priestly family. In this new kind of relationship, we have access to God, but we also bear the responsibility to rely on him and remain holy. Thank you for reading with me.